What's going on, everybody? This is Mr. UL with our first episode of Wine Your Mind Happy Hour. I am Mr. UL, that's Mr. Unique Legacy, and I'm here with Kiki.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of Wine Your Mind.
All right. So what's going on, Kiki? What we got to talk about?
Oh, you know, I'm excited about this first podcast. We're getting it started. It's something that we've been thinking about for a while.
Absolutely.
So happy that y'all could join us this day and be with us this afternoon, this morning, this evening, whenever you're listening to it. Because it's a podcast.
Yes, yes, yes. This is going to be the episode that everybody remembers as we continue to move forward and do more episodes. But this is what's going to draw everybody in. So Wine Your Mind definitely starts off with us cracking a bottle of wine open. So today we are going to start our show off with Italia Roscato.
So good.
Red Dolce.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Is it a rosé? I guess it's a rosé. Yes,
it's a rosé.
It is a rosé.
It's really good.
But shout out to Italia Roscato for allowing us to be able to crack open their bottle of wine for our show today.
It's very good for an inaugural wine, I say.
Absolutely.
Yes. So how's your week been going? Pretty good?
The week has been going good. Yo was definitely trying to make the week, you know, productive and everything like that. Of course, there's things that come inside the middle of it. But, you know, it's been good. You know, you stay positive.
You know, and I know you just did a pool party.
The pool party. Yes, man. It's a big-ass pool party, the 2017 that we did for the summer. That was pretty crazy. I think we had over like 600 people that actually showed up in attendance.
That's awesome.
That's
a lot of people. Definitely good. That's definitely a lot of people. And we still had room.
Yay.
And they are already asking about, you know, are we going to do one next summer already? So they definitely enjoyed it.
Stay tuned for Mr. UL's pool party.
Absolutely.
It's going to be good times.
Absolutely. And I'm always involved in some different things. So y'all always going to get to be able to hear about what's going on, what's new that's getting ready to happen, what's the big event that we're probably going to be doing and stuff like that. So I like what I do. I like what I do.
Well, you know, keep you posted. Keep you ready to go.
Definitely.
You know. So, Jay, how was your week?
Same old, same old. Go to work.
First of all, let us shout out Jay. We didn't get a chance to shout out Jay. Jay's here with us, too. He's going to be here taking care of what we got to do and making sure it sounds good for everybody and
our
making
engineer.
Sure that y'all continue to stay. So my man Jay is here, and Jay is a very funny individual.
Oh, yes.
So you're going to definitely hear some funny skits coming from Jay.
Oh, it's going to be a good time. So I hope you guys enjoy the show. I'm so excited that we are able to do the inaugural show of the Wine Your Mind podcast.
Yes, Wine Your Mind. Wine Your Mind podcast.
Oh, yes. It's our happy hour. We hope you're happy, too. Hopefully, you guys have had a good week. I had a question, though.
Sure.
I was, like, watching Insecure. I was catching up Insecure on HBO. And one of the questions I thought about is, can you actually be friends with your ex?
Ooh.
Like, I know my thoughts on this. I was kind of curious as to you and Jay's thoughts on this.
Oh, man. Well,
can you be friends with your ex?
Can you be friends? You know what? No, it should be okay. You should be able to be friends with your ex. I think there might just be a little bit of a timing, you know. So if somebody just like, you know, if you're, you know, you have an ex like last week, you know,
somebody became
your ex, that might be a little bit too soon.
Gotcha.
Well,
let me ask the question. First of all, can men and women be friends?
Of course.
That's
the whole point.
As long as that's the ground team.
Definitely, that's the whole point. I mean,
so can you be friends with your ex? And I agree with you. I think if it's fresh, you might need a minute.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think you could be friends with your ex. I mean, as long as everything's cool, you know, there's no insecurities between who you are actually with. And, you know, so if anybody knows who the ex is, and it's no pettiness. Yeah, I'm sure you could be friends with your ex. I'm sure that shouldn't be a problem.
As long as they're not crazy. You know what I mean? You can do anything.
So if it's a crazy ex, you meet a chick. She's like, oh, this is my friend Joey. Or whatever. We used to date. But, you know, we cool now. But he's just a little crazy. Like, he calls all the time or... he's
still
texting.
Has to be a line.
How do you
and
feel as her
you
man?
Don't cross. You still got lines and limits that you don't cross. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you know, for it to be able to work. Because there are some exes that you can actually say, like, I kind of like this person. This is a good person, but I just knew I couldn't, like, actually be with them and deal with them just because. So, you know, you kind of keep them around. They might be beneficial. Some exes have, you know, they are still beneficial when you kind of keep them around.
You know, you need some friends. And some people, you realize, I want to date you, or I don't want to date you, but you have a supportive quality I like, or, you know, something to that nature.
I mean,
nature.
You know, we are our friends. We have a good friends, but we still have to make sure that our friends are still beneficial. You don't want to have, accurate, like, a friend that's not doing anything, you know.
Who's not bringing positivity to your life, or something to your life.
Yeah, some people just assume that you're just a friend just because. Now, you actually have to, like, bring something for, I mean, at least for me, you know,
you
Mr. UL, you got to bring something to the table.
I feel like it's like a relationship. Everything is, you know, it's not all on you. It's not all on that other person. It's a shared, mutual, back and forth, give and take. You know, if you're always the giver or you're always the taker.
Yeah. Like,
you might need to change your relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
But see, what gets crazy is when your exes meet your currents, and they all good friends too. Exactly. Yeah. That ever happened to you?
You
ever
had that
happen?
Huh? Do you need to be friends with all of your exes?
I don't need to be friends with all my exes, but I mean,
oh no, because we're exes for a reason. Some of us,
exactly.
I mean, but as,
you know,
time goes by, you know, people change.
You grow up.
You know
what I'm saying?
You
know, kid no more.
You may not just. You know what? Okay, so a perfect example. I just saw one of my exes maybe like 2 days ago. And I've completely, you know, I've been in this situation of making sure that I've, you know, paid attention to the things that's going on, the mistakes that I possibly made, things that didn't go right in my life, and then make sure that they're better so I don't go through it again. So, of course, you know, my ex meets me and we get we have that awkward situation where we end up having to talk because, like, I'm being, you know, cool with my buddy because her buddy comes along, and then my buddy that's with her actually was having some type of moment in the other car. So the ex end up having to be in my car. So, you know, I'm trying to just be cool for my buddy and whatever the case may be. So I went ahead and took that bullet. But anyways, she told me that she was mad at me because she said that I just, you know, disappeared off the map and how I didn't really get the chance to keep talking to her, whatever her excuse is. But my thing was, when I was trying to talk to her, you know, I actually was trying to talk to her, you know, trying to see if we can make something work. She wasn't at that level yet. So, you know, talking to her and then her just wanting to be friends so she can go in and do whatever she wanted to, I really wasn't ready for that at that time. Now time has changed, and, you know, I'm a little bit wiser now, and it's okay if you want to go ahead and test the waters till you find the right thing, because, you know, it's no point in starting off with something and then it being wrong and messing up as, true, like, some of the people that I know that's going through it right now. But, you know, I listened to her talk, and she was telling me how she was upset at me and all this other stuff, and I just looked at her and kind of was like, well, you know what, I understand, I agree with you. And now that I agree with you, this is how I feel about it now. This is where I am now. I should have told you that your eyes was a little bit more beautiful because they are beautiful, but I didn't get a chance to say it good. So, you know, I was saying all the right things at that moment. So, of course, it turned into her saying, well, where were you a couple of months ago? Because you weren't the same guy that you are now. And I was like, I told you all that I'm changing. I'm trying to change for the better.
I'm growing.
Yeah, I'm definitely growing. And I'm letting you all know. But, you know, also because of the fact and what I'm doing with my business stuff and those stuff are starting to grow as well. You know, people pay attention. So, of course, they try to be like a little bit closer friends with you now and saying, oh, maybe should I have I probably should have kept this person around. But, you know, hey, you know, it happens.
But I mean, so like, okay, so are you all in a okay place now? Like, are you like friends-ish?
I'm assuming that's probably what happened the other night.
Okay, that, y'all turned, you know, into friends?
Yeah, because, right, I remember the situation at Isabella's pool party. And of course, like I said, it was over like 600 people in attendance. So, of course, these were like a mix of people that we all knew. And she was there as well. And later on that evening, like when she was getting ready to leave, like, of course, like I was still a little bit upset. So instead of me saying the wrong thing, I just didn't say anything at all. And but at that point in time, because I helped put on the pool party, everybody knew who I was, and they was kind of like, "Hey, Chris, man, the pool party was great, blah 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 blah." And I was like, "Okay, that's cool." So when she got ready to leave, I didn't say anything to her. She didn't say anything to
you
me.
You didn't even say goodbye.
No. Like I said, I wasn't happy yet. I wasn't at my place where I can speak to her yet.
Okay.
And I thought that it would have been better if I didn't say anything.
After she said she was mad at you because you ghosted?
No. No, she didn't speak to me until, like I said, it was two days ago.
This is before.
Right. This was before.
Okay.
Like, when she was telling me that she was upset at me, I knew she was upset at me because of that night. Matter of fact, when she when she started off and saying that she was upset at me, I had already said, "Oh, well, it was because I ain't really say nothing to you till the other day when I saw you."
See, you knew.
But I told her, I said, "Look, I said, when I was first talking to you, my intentions was to see where it would go. Your intentions was just to have another person on your Rolodex." So because
y'all wanted two completely different things.
Nothing wrong with what she wanted to do,
no,
of course.
No,
you know,
harm, no foul.
But at the same time, my mind just wasn't there. So I went ahead and said, "Well, instead of me going ahead and prolonging something that looks like it won't work, I'll just go ahead and just cut it off now." And that'll be happy for both of us. You know, and
I mean,
then,
that's a good thing, though. You know, you trying to help her out. You trying to help out our future.
Vanishing.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Jay. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like, but the vanishing is the part that makes, I don't know. I won't speak for any other women. I will speak for me. When you gone out of nowhere, makes me a little upset.
What really should make you upset, Kiki, is the fact that somebody actually stays with you and just prolonging something that's never going
to
happen.
Well, that's different. There's a way to do that and say goodbye. Or, this isn't what we want, I'm out. If she was mad at ghosting.
We left on the argument, and I'm that type of... I'm that type of person, like, I'm not going to be like, "I'm going to call you back."
You can't
after
leave
we finish arguing.
That leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Because, you know, I was already on that level where I was about to say, you know what, this is not going to work.
True.
She already told me that she's like, I was rushing it and whatever the case may be. And so I was like, okay, fine. Well, we're not on the same level.
We had an argument
and I went ahead and said, I'm not going to call you anymore. That's exactly what happened. You know, months went by.
Oh, well, you can't get mad then if you told her.
Yeah, definitely. And
okay,
then,
that's
like
not
said,
ghosting then.
Yeah, and then the pool party happened, and then I saw her at the pool party. And I, like I said, I that was the first time that I saw her since the argument. So I wasn't ready
to actually. Was she looking good, though?
Yeah, it's a pool party, young.
What she look like?
Oh, man. You know, a little.
Was she there with somebody new?
Yeah, was she with somebody else?
Actually, I don't know. And if she was
that
I didn't
odd?
If she was, I wouldn't have cared either.
Okay.
Because
you
I had already
done.
Made
hold
my
on,
mind.
Hold up. He never answered my
he
question.
He really didn't.
No, because you interrupted him from answering
I'm
my
sorry.
Question.
All right,
please
Jay.
What did she look like?
See.
Oh, that was the one you wanted?
That's that was the question that Jay went. I heard him.
The
I heard
people
want to
know what she looked like.
He said look good. Okay, go ahead.
I just say she'll... Pretty little red bone. Pretty little red bone.
Okay.
I like all different type of women.
Mm-hmm.
There you
just
go.
Because I just said pretty little red bone, dark skin, whatever the case may be. Mr. UL does not discriminate.
No.
But at this particular time, it was just a little pretty
of
little red bone.
Of course not.
Just pretty little red bone, and it was a pool party, and you can just figure what everybody had on. 600 people in attendance. Yeah, it got kind of wild at the pool party. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But because I'm a man first. I held my composure, and I saw her, and I was just like, all right, well, whatever.
Hello. Hello.
You know,
the best revenge.
I just, you know me, I just, it, it, it wasn't no
sometimes
point. Sometimes
it can be.
Yeah.
I will not lie on that one. There have been plenty of exes. I was like, oh, man, I look cute in this outfit, and this is the one.
Hey.
Yes. That is the pure reason that I wear it.
See?
Not going to lie.
That's, hey, but you know what? That is petty.
That is
real petty. And you know,
sometimes
I hear other women
you gotta
actually,
show where you are in your life and your walk.
Not in in your walk.
You know, in my life, the way my life is set up, I sometimes have to show what you said goodbye to.
Okay,
and well, look really good doing it. Well, why should I not look good because you're going to be there?
I mean, that's true. I agree with that. But don't be the Cardi B, you know, with your red bottoms, and you know you don't have no red bottoms,
this
you know.
Red bottoms.
Or you actually going to Pep Boys or AutoZone, you know what I mean, to get the red paint
just
to put on
paint.
The bottom of your shoes. You know what I'm saying? You can't
fake it till you make it. Shoot.
Hey, I mean, there's nothing wrong with faking it till you make it, but don't try to make me mad by you being petty in something that you don't have. Because I'm going to call you out on it.
True that.
Oh, no.
I'm going to call you out on it.
Ladies,
you know what
careful.
I mean? Mm-hmm. But, you know, with that
don't
being said, I did know that my ex did try to come to me and say at least, like, we should talk. And I have no problem with the talking. And you know what? And I think because of my honesty, like I said, she did say, like, where you were, like, a couple of months ago, me being the way I am. Mm-hmm. I actually saw her again, like, the next night. We all went out. I went out with my boys, and I saw her again the next night. But instead of me, like, staying to see where this night would have went, because this night would have turned into that, all right, well, it happened tonight. I ain't really worrying about tomorrow. It would have been that type of night. But I went ahead and said, all right, guys, I got to go. I got something to go do. Got to make a drop off. I'll talk to y'all later. And then everybody else was kind of like, well, not everybody else, her and her friend was kind of like, oh, my God, you're leaving? And I was like, yeah. But me, of course, thinking to myself, like, it shouldn't really matter if I'm leaving because you're the ex and the buddy and you have two other people to be entertained with.
That you came with.
But because of the fact that I've now gave you who the new person is, you're trying to find out. I understand, Mr. UL, don't discriminate. And but I was like, I got to go. You know, sometimes you just got to sacrifice because I know females can be very petty. And because men don't really, I mean, men can be petty, but we're not petty like that. Like, y'all have a different type of petty.
I mean, we're different.
I mean, it's
cool. We just do things differently.
I don't think it always worked, though, but I mean, it's cool.
Depends what your goal is.
Whatever it is. I mean, Jay, what you think, Jay? I know Jay sitting over there looking.
Right. Depends on your goal.
Women petty?
No. Wow, I need that lady on this show.
That's all right. You won't be right.
Anybody can be petty, though.
You
real talk. You know, anybody can be petty. It ain't just females.
We'll clean that up.
Okay.
I'm serious, though. It's true.
Yeah, man can be petty. There are some men that's not really men, and they, you know, do that extra pettiness thing, too.
I mean, who the pettiest person I ever seen in my life? I ain't going to name no names, but he real powerful.
Oh,
and he petty is. That's, all things.
There's a
so,
lot of pettiness in
Jay
the world.
Gives you the
so, like
truth.
I said, all females ain't petty.
We
okay.
No,
petty
it's not. All, we
places.
Don't have.
No,
the
I didn't say all females are petty.
No,
you know,
and
but
we
at
don't
least
have
95% of the females are petty.
So you know what I think?
I
y'all
will
know
not
mine.
That.
I'm giving. I'm being dead.
I feel like we have moments of pettiness.
Females, you know,
like I'm not
that
petty.
You're petty.
100%
I know females that actually like get up, like stand up, and like put a fist up and say that they're petty.
Petty. Mm-hmm. We called a friend's baby my Petty Betty. That was the name.
See, if the fact that you can have a nickname.
As a baby.
Because
you Petty Betty.
Come on, man. I'm just saying. Y'all know who you are. I'm not even trying to be like that right now. Like I said, I don't discriminate. I love my women.
We do.
But you know that you're petty.
Yeah.
You know that you're petty. Well, okay.
Did that pettiness come into play? Because you said that you saw her the next night. So, like, Jay made the statement of, it's odd when you meet your ex, meet your new girl. Did you get the chance yet to introduce her to someone else? You said she knew about somebody else?
I'm pretty good on making sure that you don't know about somebody else. And if you do know about somebody else, that might be the man way of being petty.
Y'all got it.
But I don't think she know about anybody else. Now, what happened was when I did see her for the first night before she actually got in the truck, and we had that conversation. We was at this this lounge or this bar called Marvin's off of 14th and U. And we were in there, and I know when I saw her, I decided to say, let me go ahead and talk to every woman that walked past me.
Oh, wow.
If she looked good, I mean, like, I was extra motivated
was
that
like,
night.
Like, hey, how's it going?
Every girl that walked past, I just, like,
wink,
so you
nod.
Can know that life continues after you. And I like when I mean, and I did good that night too, because it went from Instagram to telephone numbers, and it worked out like real good. And I mean, when we got ready to leave, everybody got ready to leave.
Got some DMs.
Yeah, you know, and you know, it just so happened that you know my buddy actually you know got connected with her buddy, and she ended up in my truck while I was waiting till whatever they were doing finished.
Gotcha.
And that's how our conversation. I did try, you know, you might as well, because it's showing me the new Mr. UL. I did try to see what I could do. It didn't really work, and it turned into that conversation of, you know, so why did you just stop talking to me? We just had an argument. I didn't want to talk to you no more. Look, guys, you do not have to listen to the argument. You can.
It helps?
You already, no, it does not. I don't think it helps. I know somebody that wants to argue with me right now, and I just decided not to pick up the phone. Why? You already know that it's going to be argument. It's but, not like it's going to be sweet roses. Why you? No. You
but it could
to.
Always turn into that. I don't know. Jay, what you think? I guess it depends on also the relationship. You know your person. You know.
I mean, yeah.
Is that, I agree with what you said there. You know, you definitely know the person. So it's like if you think it's going to turn into argument,
right.
then it's going to be some ridiculousness.
And I,
you know that person better than anybody because you was with that person. You know what I'm saying?
I would go with that.
So,
I would go with the
you know, yeah, like I had
you
an
know
ex,
she's going to kirk.
And I know she crazy as all heck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I ain't going to name no names or nothing.
Right.
But, you know, she be popping up in places she don't need to be.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Unannounced.
And you know what? Thank
states.
You, Jay. Thank
you,
you
know what I'm saying?
Saying
that's a problem.
That.
So it's like,
you,
I'm not going to, you know, that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a different after relationship with than one where I was just cool with, you know, and we chilled and we just decided to go separate ways, but we still friends, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That one I could bring around the family. I could bring around, you know, the ex maybe, or I could let the ex introduce if we still in the same, running with the same people.
True.
But, you know, but like I say, it depends on who the chick is, you know.
You know how the
argument's going to come up
like
if you
this.
With certain people.
I make it seem more like this. It was more of a, you know, when you get tired of, say, saying the same thing or hearing the same thing after a while, and then you know that you're not being listened to as far as when you're giving advice, and then you just, but you keep hearing the same complaint. You know, after a while, you kind of just tell yourself, you know what, I don't want to hear it anymore.
True.
And then when you really say, I don't want to hear it no more, you let them know or you let the individual know that you really don't want to hear it no more by not picking up the phone anymore. Let them sit down and figure out what happened. Because like I said the other day, I had my ex come and holler at me and tell me, hey, where were you at a couple of months ago? So that means something must have worked. I mean, sometimes you need a little break. I'm not saying that I don't care about these people no more. I'm just saying I need a break.
You sometimes know, you do.
Yeah, let me figure some things
especially
out and then I come back and holler at you.
If there's history and there's drama and sometimes you do need a break to keep your sanity.
I don't think anything wrong with it. You know, I'm just saying... I'm just letting you all know that you do not have to listen. You don't have to do anything. You know, the phone call that comes, you don't have to pick it up. You don't even have to pick up the phone just to say, I'm going to call you back. You can let the phone ring, and then when you're ready to give that individual their time, then you can talk to them. Then you don't have to feel like, or that person don't have to feel like they're being, like, ignored because you're too busy. I'm just saying, from a busy guy like myself, Mr. UL, and everything that I got going on, you just figure like you got to put people on schedules.
So,
you know, just how you know, because they don't get how, you know, how you actually live your day-to-day basis. You know, when you're an entrepreneur, you don't live your day-to-day basis off of an 8-hour schedule. You live your day-to-day basis off of finishing a project, you know. So if I want to spend more time on this project on one day versus the other day, then, you know, I try to get that done. But everybody don't get that. And because everybody doesn't get that, it's okay. But with them not getting it, you got to know how to deal with them because they'll get on your nerves because you're letting them call you and bugging you. And you just have to say, you know what, I'm not going to talk to you right now because I know what you're going to talk about has nothing to do with what I'm trying to do right now.
I feel that.
So
I'm a big advocate for honesty.
Definitely.
Like, I'd rather you come to me and say, I am not ready to have this conversation yet.
That's it.
When I get to a place that I am, I promise I will be the one that calls, texts, or whatever. And I mean, I think there's a limited window on that. I think sometimes you got to have to, you know, pull the Band-Aid off.
That's all I was saying. That's it.
But if you got to take your minute, I'm an advocate for, I'm not prepared to have this yet. So, yeah, like, give me like 2 days. Let me get my thoughts together. Let me come back. Jay, are you a scheduler?
No.
Scheduler.
I don't schedule nothing.
I got to watch Jay every now and then, man. Jay come on this journey, and he be like on my side, and he switches it, and then he does some other thing. But that's cool, because Jay's my man, so we're going to go ahead and make this work. But Jay, that's all right, Jay. I'm going to talk to you later.
Am I a scheduler? Like, when you say scheduler, what do you mean?
I guess for...
Like for, am like, I a scheduler for like how about this? Life? Is that what you mean?
No, how about this?
I guess I won't listen to hard.
When
enough,
you're at work, Jay, do you like pick up your phone every time your phone rings?
No.
Okay.
So I'm not a big phone person.
You are
like
put
that,
on a schedule. You know that between the times of when I work, you are not allowed to call me with nothing that has nothing to do with my work.
Or if you call, it's an emergency.
Yeah, like, something. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Like, you know I can't
Or,
pick
you
up.
Know, you can call all you want, but I will get back to you when I can.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That's
or
and that's
after
what
I get the
so
crap off work.
So that's what I
work.
Mean by a scheduler. Yeah. Maybe I took that the wrong way. But that's
oh,
what,
is that what you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean by
oh,
a scheduler.
Okay. Listening.
Put somebody on that type of, you know, so that they can know that you do not call me or bother me between this time.
Oh, yeah.
But like I said, there are some people who still don't understand that. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you know that there's something wrong with it that bothers you, you have to be the one to put them on that. That's why I call the schedule part like that.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. Yeah. I got to put you on my off hours.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I totally agree with that.
I got you. I got you. But yeah, in that case, yeah, because don't mess with me at work when I'm watching certain sports. Don't. You might get
definitely
a call.
My sport. During the sport time, look. I
when the
a man
Chiefs
cave,
on TV,
I gotta,
you know what
this?
I'm saying? When schedule. My team is on TV,
yeah, don't,
you might be on that schedule. You know what I'm saying? You might have to come talk to me
on
a little bit later
on
from
a
now.
Commercial.
Exactly.
I
know,
when Empire came on, everybody was like,
oh,
on the schedule.
What?
You don't call me at this time when this come on.
Maybe back in the day when it was still kind of regular before it was a straight up soap opera.
Oh, I'll act brand new like you don't know.
I still like it though. I do. I do be watching it too. I'm still in it. But you know, but I mean, it's a soap opera. Let's be real.
The music changed. And it got very dramatic.
Super dramatic. And I swear 3-4 months passes by in every single episode. Is that just me? Or is it
so
like
fast.
3 or 4 months in every episode? It's like I expect them to have a plot and it's gonna last for like 4, 5, 6, 7
like the
episodes.
Naomi Campbell one?
And it's done like the next day.
Spoiler alert, they ended it way faster. I'll try not to spoil it if you still haven't seen it, but they ended it way faster than I ever expected. It was like a season's worth of ideas where we could have gone and we didn't.
I'm not
but that's
lie.
All right.
I don't
it
think
ended
I
it.
Watched the episode yet. I'm not gonna
oh,
lie.
You ain't seen Empire
are
yet?
Are you behind?
First season's actually
you too busy
on point,
scheduling.
Man. First season's some entertaining
is,
stuff. Like that, the first season definitely on point.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I have this thing, I don't know if I, you know, my time is valuable, man. I just have this hard thing with, like, catching up with an episode every week. I mean,
now I feel you. So what are you watching now? Since you're, you know, when you're scheduled, after you scheduled everything and you get some UL time, what are you watching these days?
Oh, man. You know, I love what I do, so UL time is, you know, consists of me being busy all the time.
I feel you. That's a good place to be.
But no, I do use my Apple TV. Shout out to Apple. I use my Apple TV and I watch, like, you know, I try to binge on some of my Netflix stuff if I want to. But I spend more time like watching like motivational stuff, educational stuff, documentary stuff, hitting on a little history and stuff. Just to enhance, you know, the mind a little bit. But as far as
mind.
That on a regular basis.
The history of,
you know,
the Illuminati.
You know, that day important too.
You know.
You gotta learn some things.
Secret societies is running everything in the world.
Yes, right now.
And history says it, so.
Hallelujah.
Look at the ancient Egyptians.
Oh, what? God. It's so
emojis.
True. It's true.
That's what happens.
Secret societies.
I mean, it's true. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Time travel.
It depends.
What?
I give it so much. I give it so much time. I give it so much energy, though. But
yeah,
I do think that some of that stuff. It's some stuff going
on. Somewhere.
I know there's some stuff going on too. I think there's definitely some stuff going on.
What you're watching.
You know what I'm saying?
Like conspiracy theory stuff, time travel stuff.
I watch some conspiracy theory things. You know,
it makes
sense. Time travel real, but I think time travel could be real.
There's some freaky
pictures. At least into the future.
I mean, it makes sense. Me and Jay, look, we was just talking about like. is it possible that most of these movies that come on is just supposed to be preparing us
for the future? What's going to happen?
I mean, for what's really going to happen? Because we can go back in some old movies and watch it and see, like, the society of how things going on right now.
Is, what was odd is now normal.
Oh, yeah, you know.
I was talking about this movie, Strange Days, from back in the day. You remember that one? Where it was like Angela Bassett in it? Yeah, and they put the thing on their head, and it was like virtual reality, and you can feel all this stuff. And it's kind of the same kind of stuff in Black Mirror. That's out right now, you know, and like social media and all that. They were definitely
ahead of their time.
You said Black Mirror. What's Black Mirror?
Black Mirror's on Netflix that we were trying to show you that time, remember?
I remember the one where it's based on likes, and I was like, oh my goodness, we're almost there.
Yeah,
where you can't get a certain car unless you have a certain amount of likes, and whatever your profile looks like is more important than who you are. It's a dangerous place
there.
To be.
We heading that way.
We're there.
Black Mirror is a crazy show.
It's not about all
I recommend
likes,
it if y'all trying to watch something.
But it isn't.
That's like how Idiocracy came out.
Idiocracy. Idiocracy is a perfect movie. What we talking about,
sometimes,
man. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like we're there already.
We are 100% there.
Already.
100%.
Give a little bit of Idiocracy
for
those
the perfect
that haven't
movie
seen
to describe, you know?
Jay, how would you describe Idiocracy to those
who have
never
seen it? I mean, it's like old dude is, you know, from nowadays, like the 90s, you know? He gets into some experiment. He's supposed to be put under for a few years, but accidentally gets put under for like 500 years.
Yeah.
Wakes up. Everybody's stupid. You know, like WWF type dude.
It's the president.
You know,
they was trying to
Terry Crews. You know, and you're like, this would never happen. People just dumb.
No, the
you
best
get you
trying
a,
to tell
you know
something.
A degree at Walmart.
It was so good. The best part was when he couldn't figure out why they couldn't grow plants.
Yeah, because they're using Gatorade because it's got electrolytes on the plants.
And nobody could grow food. And it was like, because it's not water.
The scenarios they go through in that movie, especially with the politics, is just like what we have now. We're so close. And I thought that was so stupid and outlandish and outrageous when I saw that back in the day.
That's like a concern. And are we getting smarter or are we getting stupid?
It's we're getting smarter in some ways, like technology and stuff.
Right. But
socially,
does it make us lazy?
We just, you know, we have our brains in our hand now. So it's like we don't really have to think as much as we used to.
I'm rocking with
you. You know what I'm saying?
Being lazy. Like, you know, being lazy. Is it really being? Because I'm looking at it like, all right, so there's one time when we used to all go out and go get everything. Mm-hmm. Now, literally, you can just go on your phone and then just sit in your house and do it. I mean, like,
you
can get groceries, you know, dropped off to you. So you don't have to go outside.
No.
You know, you can work out in the house.
You did that
so
the other day.
You don't have to go outside.
She has some stuff delivered to the house.
I love Amazon. Mm-hmm. And I am sorry if Amazon has taken over your warehouse but it is something like
your
I want you to have a job. I apologize.
I
thank you to the drivers.
Yeah.
I love being able to go, oh my gosh, I totally forgot to get this thing. I need it in 3 days. Dope. They have 2-day delivery.
Shout out Amazon for their two-day delivery.
My door. It's beautiful. Target, I don't even have to walk in there anymore. I can literally order it online, pick it up at customer service. My day is done. It's great. But I was like, how many jobs am I taking away with this? Or
who didn't I help with this? Because if it gets to the point and like there's no reason for a cashier, you know what I mean? Sorry for the cashiers. I mean, that's not really a job that you want to stay in. Nothing wrong with being a cashier. I'm just saying that's something that you probably wouldn't want to stay in. But, you know, if you play around long enough, there's not going to be a need for a cashier anymore. You have to know there's not going to be no need for a cashier.
A lot of our jobs are going to be gone.
Everybody's job's going to get technology down.
I personally think automation's coming.
For everything, cars.
If
you're a taxi driver.
Our kids may never drive a car.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's DMV jobs. That's truck drivers. That's Uber. That's Lyft. That's automation. Yeah. The telephone company used to employ tons of people. Now go ding, 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 and you get where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nobody really complaining about it because there's nothing really wrong with it at this particular moment.
Because folks
until they just realize they don't have a job.
Exactly. Folks aren't sounding the alarms just yet. I mean, I feel like they're starting to sound the alarm.
Well,
it's just starting. You know,
that's why we decided to do something like this in a podcast because you know this is timeless. this timeless episodes that you get to listen to, and you get to listen to the growth. You get to listen to the first episode.
Join in.
And you get to listen, and you get to just watch it, and we're just, it's timeless.
We may travel on topics, folks, so feel free.
I mean, we get
come
to
on the journey with us.
Definitely, definitely. You know, we're going to have something set up where we can have you all come in and send questions to us, and we may, on the next episode, answer one of your, or one of your questions may be one of our topics.
Yes.
Definitely.
If you'd like to send us some questions that you'd like to hear us answer, you can go to Facebook at Black Bee Media LLC. Leave your question there for me or Mr. UL. You can also find Mr. UL on Twitter. Do you want to tell them where to find you?
She's always on top of it. See, I didn't even know we had a Facebook thing where we can go out. I'm just over here talking about we're going to have this set up. And then she already telling me that we already got it. Well, at least you know that we got it. You know, Miss Kiki is always on top of it, so it's cool. I'm not even surprised. But for the social media, yeah, you can catch me on Instagram. I am UniqueLegacy_UL1. So check me out on Instagram, UniqueLegacy_UL1. Get a chance to just, you know, meet me a little bit more. I'm going to give y'all some more details about me, but real quick, y'all can do that. And see what I got going on right now. So that's dope.
Yeah, stay with us. And Instagram, you can also check us out at Black Bee Media LLC. Well, guys, we're going to wrap it up. But thank you so much for joining us for our first time. And I feel like we should cheers it out.
Cheers.
I don't know. Jay, you got anything cheers. You want to add? I'm almost finished.
Hold on, let's shout out the cheers. Wine bottle again. Because I'm trying to get some free wine. You know what I mean? So I figure if I shout you out enough, somebody's going to come holler at us. So... Italia Riscato, shout out, because I think I got about like 2 or 3 of your bottles, so I need one of y'all to come holler at me and say something to me about this bottle of wine. But right now, we're going to go ahead and cheers it out. Definitely cheers it out with everybody.
Cheers it out.
Yes.
Cheers, everybody.
I like it. I like it. Cheers, cheers. Cool. And then we'll talk to you next time.
Peace
this
out,
is
everybody.
Mr. UL out, Kiki, Jay.
See you later.
See y'all later.
Bye.